Max Doilney owns the Corner Store Pub and Grill located at Park City Mountain Base Area. He's lived in Park City 41 years. He says nature has given resort businesses a gift this year with more than 300 inches of snowfall. He thinks keeping the resort open a few more weeks would be a boost for local businesses and skiers and riders.
Feels like more local businesses are owned by people who live and work in town. And that's fading a little bit. When you go to Main Street, you see a little bit less of that than you used to. And it's just a bummer, frankly. It's just a bummer to see decisions being made that really don't have Park City's longtime locals in mind.
Andrew Mitchell is the general manager at the Baja Cantina, also at the base of Park City Mountain. He says they are planning to roll the dice and stay open despite the resort closing on April 7th.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think that we've had such a stellar winter, and for Vail to have the option to extend their closing date and choose not to in Park City, I feel that, it's a potential loss for our business at the resort.
The Park City School District is out for spring break for a week starting on April 8th. With the favorable snowpack, Doilney wonders why Park City resorts wouldn't stay open.
Utah is being sacrificed, to benefit their other resorts. There's no other mountain operator in the history of Park City that wouldn't extend the season with this much snow. I can't remember one, and I've been here 41 years, so I'm totally dumbfounded why they wouldn't extend the season here.
The Park City Restaurant Association Executive Director Ginger Wick says she wouldn't second-guess Vail's business decision to close or stay open, but she's certain the restaurant industry would be amenable to it.
Every year we see more and more restaurants staying open longer in the season. Obviously, snow conditions keep people coming and skiing longer into the spring than other years. Obviously, this year, that would be the case if either resort was staying open. But also, too, I think the reason restaurants are staying open is because of employees. They don't want to lose employees. They want to create more year-round opportunity. All companies, I think, in Park City struggle finding employees.
In a March 6th interview with KPCW, President and CEO of the Park City Chamber and Visitors Bureau, Bill Malone, says personally he would like to have the Park City resorts stay open a little longer.
I'm looking at it from this big picture, holistic, number standpoint. I'm not running a business and have to balance out, the expenditures versus the revenue side on that, which I totally understand. It can be a painful time for the ski resorts in terms of bleeding or giving back the money that they've made during the season in those last few weeks. However, I just love those seasons where we go a little bit longer.
Malone says that next year, with Easter falling on April 12th, it may entice local resorts to stay open a week longer. Park City Mountain and Canyons Resort COO Bill Rock and Communication Director Margot Van Ness did not respond to KPCW's call to provide comments. Ski Utah CEO Nathan Rafferty declined to comment on Vail's decision to close Park City and Canyons while choosing to extend their Tahoe-based resort seasons. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.